Here come the ranger saying you got a pass. And I got caught living by the ranger. I wasn't causing anybody trouble. I wasn't putting anyone in danger. But the ranger made me leave on the double. He said you gotta go, and I'm telling you so. But I said that you know there's nowhere to go. He said that that wasn't his problem, man. I had to get away as fast as I can. But our city gives us nowhere to be. Even though we call it the land of the free. I'm here with my bike and this old guitar. I'm going where they won't see me, but I'm not going far. I got caught living by the ranger. I wasn't causing anybody trouble. I wasn't putting anyone in danger. But the ranger made me leave on the double. He said you gotta go, and I'm telling you so. But I said you know there ain't nowhere to go. He said that that wasn't his problem, and well, I better get away as fast as I can. But our city gives us nowhere to be. Even though we call it the land of the free. I'm here with my bike and this old guitar. I'm going where they won't see me, but I'm not going far. Got caught living by the ranger. I wasn't causing anybody trouble. I wasn't putting anyone in danger.
Non-Human Radio is made possible by the generous contributions of KCFR subscribers and supporters, and by the law firm of Peters, Habib, McKenna, Jewel Rhodes, LLP, specializing in civil litigation with an emphasis on personal injury and real property litigation. Serving the community since 1896, the law firm of Peters, Habib, McKenna, and Jewel Rhodes is located at 414 Salem Street in downtown Chico, and the telephone number is 342-3593. And by Affordable Automotive, totally owned by Mike Button and his family since 1996, Affordable Automotive grows their business one customer at a time and can repair or maintain any car, truck, or SUV, ensuring a safe and reliable vehicle, now with financing available. Located at 2106 Park Avenue in Chico, call 892-1774 or visit them online at chicoautomotive.com for more information. This is KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported, people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Up next, Non-Human Radio. Welcome to Non-Human Radio, where we talk animal rights and veganism every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. here on KZFR 90.1 FM or online at kzfr.org. This is the first day of the KZFR Fall Pledge Drive, so before I get into the show, I want to talk a little bit about the KZFR family and encourage you to call 895-0131 and make a one-time or even better a monthly pledge with one of our wonderful phone volunteers. Today we have Rob and Rafiki standing by to take your call at 895-0131. Use your voice to support the only local show that speaks up for a part of your family who can't pick up the phone and call. But you know what? I bet they would if they could. I bet your dog or cat would call to support other dogs and cats as well as other non-human animals. Non-Human Radio speaks for them. Please call 895-0131. Right now, and support Non-Human Radio and KZFR, the community radio station. Basic membership, I believe, is about $50, which helps pay the electric bill and our airwave bill and our minimal staff. But any donation, no matter what size, will help keep KZFR on air with local programming you won't hear anywhere else. It'll keep programming on that you value, maybe because it reflects your values if you're vegan or vegetarian, or maybe because this show challenges your values, your current values, and makes you think. Yep. There are a few lines open right now, so Rob and Rafiki are standing by. I'd really love it if the community can show support for Non-Human Radio by calling 895-0131 and talk to one of our volunteers. KZFR has been really great about keeping diverse viewpoints on air, including Bill Mash's show, if you just heard that, Without a Roof. And your support now lets the KZFR family, which includes me and all of our pets, know that KZFR made the right decision, that listeners care about non-human animals, and that they care about hearing fact-based, non-hyperbolic information about animal issues, especially food animal issues. So call now. It's for $50. You can get a KZFR hoodie, which is pretty nice now that it's getting cooler. It's dark blue and looks great. The first story that we're going to be talking about today is about marijuana. Next month, as we all know, there are a lot of states that have issues on their ballots to legalize marijuana for medical and recreational use. California, of course, we have Prop 64, which Sue Hildebrand will be talking about on her show coming up on The Real Issue. Prop 64 is called the Marijuana Legalization Statute. And also in Butte County, we have a related referendum called Measure L, which will cover medical marijuana cultivation and sales, regulating that. So I'm sure that everyone has their opinions on these issues, and I'm not going to tell you which way to vote, because it doesn't matter to me. But I wanted to share that Veg News magazine just reported that ahead of these historic votes, the Nevada state-based Greenleaf Farms, which is a licensed cannabis grower, updated its shareholders, it's a venture capital, on the progress of its veganic farming operation. Yep, that's right. Veganic, which means farming with no animal inputs. So no manure, no blood meal, no guano or crushed oysters, completely vegan. So, again, that number to call if you'd like to support Non-Human Radio is 895-0131. We're on our first day of the fall pledge drive for KZFR community-supported radio, and I would really like to hear our listeners support this show.
How much? Jeannie, how much do you want to raise this half hour?
I'd like to raise, what do you say, Sue, $200?
$200 would be amazing.
But you know what? $200 is what we did last pledge drive. So let's bump it up. Let's try for 300. That'd be 6 callers at $50 each, or 12 callers at $25 each. And don't forget, there's that monthly sustainer option, which is what I do. I pledge just $10 a month, 12 months a year. So that's $120. So go ahead and give us a call at 895-0131. We have Rob and Rafiki out there at the phones waiting to take your call. So on with the story. So Greenleaf CEO Mark Bradley told his shareholders that the $2.5 million that the company has raised in venture capital funding will go towards completing construction of its 7,000-square-foot cultivation space. It will be securing major vendors to sell their marijuana, and they'll be hiring a management team, which will include a professional grower named Jay Benjamin and Corey Crosser. So Jay Benjamin specializes in GMO-free cultivation, and Corey is an expert in veganic farming. So the company plans to veganically grow several cutting-edge medical strains of cannabis that is veganically gardened with no pesticides. Operations at Greenleaf Farm are set to commence in November, and that will provide the state of Nevada they'll provide folks in the state of Nevada with veganically grown marijuana. So again, that number to call is 895-0131 to call and support Non-Human Radio on this first day of the fall pledge drive for KZFR community-supported radio, people-powered radio for Chico and the foothills and beyond. So a few weeks ago, you may remember that Danny Toms, my co-host, and I talked about a conference that I'd gone to where there was a horticultural expert who had calculated out that we could actually feed the entire population of the United States a vegan diet, a well-balanced, nutritionally complete vegan diet, with the existing arable land. And I don't think that fellow, his name was Dr. Greg Leitis, I don't think he included medical marijuana in the calculations, but it seems like we could probably satisfy the marijuana needs, medical and recreational, depending on how the state goes, veganically, which is kind of cool. So anyway, and why farm veganically? Well, first of all, it spares the environment a lot of environmental damage, right? Animals have unregulated waste and manure that pollutes and fills our waterways with nitrates, can pollute groundwater, can cause E. coli outbreaks. And this is not being hyperbolic. This actually happens and is happening. So if we can disengage from the animal component and figure out how to make that work, that is better for the environment. It's better for the animals, obviously. So if you just tuned in, this is KZFR 90.1 FM. You may be wondering why we're not hearing more news. Well, because this is the first day of the fall pledge drive. I have a goal of $300 for today's show, so I need to get a few folks calling in at 895-0131, where I have Rob and Rafiki standing by to take calls. For $50, which is the basic membership, you can select a goodie, starting from a KZFR hoodie. They have t-shirts. They have a cute little Chico bag, market bag, which isn't like a grocery bag. It's a farmer's market bag. You can put your kale in there. You can put your persimmons, because persimmons are now at the market, one of my favorite winter fruits. So, yeah, so 895-0131, or online at kzfr.org if you're shy about calling. Please go ahead and give us some support. So we're going to have a little interlude here. I don't talk much about myself on the show. I don't talk much about my vegan journey, but I'm just going to share a little bit about it today, because for me, going vegan was a decision of both logic and heart and emotion. And I think in many ways it's similar to deciding to pick up the phone and make a pledge and support KZFR as a sustaining monthly member. So I went vegan because way back when, in the 80s, I had a job I hated. It was a lot of stress. And so I went to a job counselor and they said, "What do you like, Jeannie? Let's figure out some other career for you." So I told her I had loved animals. And so she said, "Go read about animals. Let's figure out another career other than a veterinarian," which is something I had wanted to be also. And lo and behold, I found a copy in the card catalog of Peter Singer's book, Animal Liberation, which told me about what went on in factory farming and how I didn't want to engage in that process anymore. I didn't want to be a part of it. I didn't know anything about what was involved with getting meat onto my plate, even though I enjoyed the taste of it. When I learned about it, I decided to disengage. That was both an emotional and a logical decision. Then I continued on and I read Diet for a Small Planet, which exposed more of the environmental impact of animal agriculture. And both those books helped me clarify to myself that my actions were not in alignment with my values. So this realization allowed me to take my lifelong love for animals to its logical conclusion, which is to stop causing them suffering with my choices. And that was back in 1987. So to me, it's not important if you're not vegan right now. Maybe you will be more vegan-ish as a result of listening to the show. But in any case, supporting KZFR by dialing 895-0131 is a way for you to align your actions with your values. To become part of the KZFR family and its unique programming helps you align that. And it lets you know that you're not alone. Call 895-0131 and help KZFR continue to bring you programming that you value. Call in now to align your actions with your values. 895-0131, And I encourage folks to pledge at the basic level, which is $50, which gets you a KZFR hoodie. But if you want to go big and get me closer to the $300 goal I have for just this half hour, I notice that there's a pledge of $125, you can get two tickets to hear Art Garfunkel live in Chico at the Rendezvous, which is a little venue up on the Esplanade by Soul Mexican Cuisine in May 2017. So I think that would be fun and worth it, personally. News story number two, Veg News. Veg News reported that there is a new line of good-natured vegan creamy soups being made for the Meatless Monday crowd. The popular soup company Progresso, which you may know, they have tomato sauce and lots of canned soups. They launched three vegan soups under their new Good Natured line. The new soups come in three flavors: hearty tomato with spinach and roasted garlic, hearty corn and chipotle chowder, a corn chowder soup, that sounds tasty, and hearty lentil with garden vegetables. They'll use bean and vegetable purees to achieve a creamy texture without dairy. Yay! The cows will be happy for that. Call 895-0131. I don't see Rob and Rafiki being particularly busy out there, and I know they want to be. Progresso marketing manager Roger Galloway said that, who I'm sure is not vegan, but nevertheless, he said that the new soups were created to appeal to both followers of Meatless Mondays and to vegans, right? Because we're not, like I said, you may not go vegan from listening to the show, but I dare say if you listen enough, you'll think twice about your food choices and maybe you'll want an option. So it looks like Progresso Soups is there ready, waiting for you to start practicing aligning your values with your actions and going for Meatless Monday. In a press release, Galloway said, "With good-natured soups, we're celebrating vegetables and showing that beans are not boring and lentils can be fun." Having eaten a lot of beans and a lot of lentils over the years, I can tell you it's all in the seasoning. So yeah, they can be fun. In May, Progresso's parent company, General Mills, led an $18 million investment in vegan cheese company Kite Hill. Kite Hill is a brand that you can find locally. They made a pretty terrific almond-based cream cheese that you can get locally. So, yeah, pretty cool stuff. Welcome to day one of the KZFR Fall Pledge Drive. If you've been listening to the show, you've heard me say this about three times now. If you value non-human radio as a voice for the voiceless and as a voice for non-human animals whose companionship you value, call 895-0131 and pledge. The standard pledge amount is $50, but if you're able to manage it, pledge a little more, please. Maybe try out a monthly sustaining membership of starting maybe at $10 a month, or go more if you like. Call 895-0131. If you're glad that Non-Human Radio has a home here on KZFR 90.1 FM, call 895-0131. Oh, and we've had some calls come in today. I'd like to thank Christine, who gave us a great pledge. Christine was a supporter last year also. Thank you so much, Christine. And we have Thomas Billheimer. Thank you very much. I know I've seen your name on our Facebook group, I think. And then Peter Leviton. Thank you so much. Any comments here? And he's a new member. Thank you so much, Peter. Great, great. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. Maybe take advantage of that Art Garfunkel ticket option of $125. If you love animals and you want to keep their voices and their interests on the air, please call 895-0131 or donate online at kzfr.org to support this program and this radio station and all its diverse programming. Call 895-0131 and you'll reach a friendly volunteer where you can give a one-time pledge or, like I said, pledge as a sustaining member. It's a painless way for our listeners to support the station with a reliable monthly income if you do as a sustaining member. So to wrap up, I'll be doing the calendar of events every week. As if you're a current listener, you'll know that Non-Human Radio brings you the local calendar of animal rights events in the area. And while I'm rattling off some of these, pull over if you're in your car, get your phone out, and call 895-0131. We have a couple of open lines, and I'd like to meet my $300 goal for this half hour before we close out the show. 895-0131. Thank you to everyone who's called in so far and given a pledge. It really means the world to me, and I'll pass on your thanks to the critters that I have in my house. Coming up on Saturday, October 22nd, that's this Saturday, the Chico Vegan Potluck is coming up from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Chico Library Community Room. Everyone is welcome, and I guarantee everyone can try and enjoy being vegan for 2 hours. The theme for this month is pumpkin, because Halloween, because fall, because pumpkin patches. You can bring something sweet or savory. You can use any part. I'm thinking it would be fun if somebody would make something with pumpkin seeds, which are a great source of, I believe, zinc. You can make something from scratch, or Trader Joe's has all things pumpkin, and you can veganize something or just get something off the shelf that's pumpkin-ish. Potluck details can be found at chicovegan.com, where there's a blog post telling you about bringing your own silverware, where it is, and some links to recipe suggestions. This Saturday, the first Saturday in November, November 5th, we have two events. We heard about one of them last week with our guest Liza Kahn, who talked about the celebration for the turkeys at Farm Sanctuary in Orland. That's going to be going from 12:30 to 4:30 p.m. You can buy tickets at farmsanctuary.org. It will sell out, so if that is something you are interested in, go online. But first go online to kzfr.org and pledge. Then go to farmsanctuary.org and buy your tickets. And I have a correction. Hoodies, those very fine hoodies for our lovely fall and winter weather that we're coming into, are a pledge of $75. I think it's still a bargain because you're supporting people-powered, community-based radio. The celebration for the turkeys in Orland will feature guest speakers Jean Bauer and the National Shelter Manager Susie Costin. Those are two wonderful people doing good work in the world. I highly encourage, if you have that day free, to go check it out. But you have a choice, because also on Saturday, November 5th, another sanctuary, Animal Place in Grass Valley, which is about a little over an hour to the south of us, will have its 7th annual Thank the Turkey celebration. And that will be a celebration of life and compassion by thanking the turkeys and their other residents for bringing joy to our hearts. That event will start at 10:30 in the morning and go through 4:30. And it will also feature a dinner. And their guest speaker is Miyako Shinner, who built the vegan cheese empire known as Miyako's Kitchen, which you can also buy locally. They have some of the finest, most rich tasting cheeses out there for vegan cheeses that are cashew based. So I highly recommend that you, if you have either day free, pick one of these fine places to go to and check out what a farm sanctuary is like. And to buy tickets for that, you would go to animalplace.org. If you haven't called yet, I think there's some volunteers free. If you haven't called yet, you should, because we're running out of the hour, and I would like to make that $300 goal. You can call 895-0131 and show your support for Non-Human Radio and its views, and for however it's expanded your point of view and of our relationships, our human, non-human relationships in this world. Please align your actions with your values and call in. So I have one last bit of business to take care of, and that is our animal rights thought of the week. This week's animal rights thought of the week is from Desmond Tutu, who is not an animal activist, but, well, not a non-human animal activist, right? He is an animal activist. He's a human. He's a social rights activist out of South Africa. He was a bishop. He was an ardent opponent of apartheid. And he asked us all to, quote, do your little bit of good where you are. It's those little bits of good put together that overwhelm the world. So I'm asking you to not let this half hour go pass by without doing your own little bit of good and doing your own little bit to overwhelm the world with goodness. Please call 895-0131 now and pledge your generous support for Non-Human Radio. Thank you very much. Thanks, as always, to Sue Hildebrand for engineering our show. And stay tuned for her show coming up, The Real Issue. If you didn't call this half hour, or even if you did, please call during her hour and show her some support. This has been Non-Human Radio, a production of KZFR 90.1 FM, Chico. The views and opinions expressed on this broadcast are those of yours truly, Jeannie Trezino, and do not reflect the opinions of KZFR, its board, or its staff. Our theme music is Ready to Fall by Vegan Activist Rockers Rise Against. This is Jeannie Trezino signing off. Until next week, be different, be better, be kind, and go vegan. And for today, please call 895-0131 and pledge your support for KZFR.org, Non-Human Radio's home away from home. Thank you very much.
Reaction is a reaction.
And this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond.
Hey, welcome to The Real Issue with Sue Hildebrand, our special fun drive episode.
Hey. All right, we got Hondo in the house. He is our captain. Tell us about this pledge drive. What's the goal?
Well, tonight, for your show, the goal's $1,000.
$1,000? We can't do $1,000. There's no way.
We can do that in our sleep.
Easy.
How are we going to do that?
we're going to tell the folks how great this radio station is.
Wow. Do we have enough time?
on. Bill Mesh, is that you still here?
I'm still here.
Holy cow.
You know, I did the, I'm in 5:30 slot without a roof now.